Yeah, Neville here. It's Thursday, July the 9th. So early afternoon, I'm sitting in my office just catching up with some of the news that's happening, notably this erupting scandal with the News of the World as exposed by The Guardian, alleging serious illegal phone tapping, bugging people's phones, celebs, politicians, you name it, a couple of thousand people, it turns out. And this has been going on for some time, it seems. The BBC website has actually got a pretty good Q&A that explains the detail of what it's about, why it's only come to light now, and naming some names. I like the way it's like alleged is mentioned a lot, and really focusing on something which I find the most interesting, the role of Andy Coulson, who was the editor at the time and who's now director of communications at the Conservative Party. So he denies any knowledge of any of this. Although you have to believe him unless something emerges that proves it otherwise. But I find it astounding that the editor of a national newspaper with a huge circulation and the infrastructure that that paper has is simply unaware that there were, you know, a couple of thousand people, their phones were bugged by journalists in the newspaper, and you, as the editor, had no inkling this was going on. That I find hard to believe. But, you know, the guy says he didn't know. Okay, fine, let's see someone then produce something that disproves that. So he's got the benefit of the doubt. But I wonder what this means for his job, his role as the communications guy at the Conservative Party, because a lot of that, I think, hinges on credibility and trust, authenticity, transparency, or maybe not those things these days with politicians, but you'd like to think that these were honourable people with a strong sense of ethics. And I know some of the cynics out there are going to say, are you kidding? This is politicians and hangers-on we're talking about. Yeah, that's what I'd like to think. And I truly would be dismayed enormously if it turned out that this guy did know about it. What does it mean for his job now, though? Cameron is supporting him and is publicly saying he's not going to fire him. The cynical side of me says whenever a politician says that about an advisor, the advisor usually goes pretty soon. So maybe his days are numbered. Long term, good question. But this isn't looking good for Andy Coulson personally, I don't think. I think more widely, it's not looking good for journalism as a whole. I think it's another nail in that journalistic ethical coffin. Which is a great pity, but looking at what's been happening over the last couple of years, and indeed as epitomised in that rather good book, Flat Earth News, that came out, what, a year ago, talking about the evolution of the media business away from, you know, reporting to making profits as a business. And Murdoch's group, of which News of the World is part, is a very good example of that. You know, where's the ethical reporting gone? So I think these are interesting developments, interesting evolutionary moves in our society. Tells a lot about society, I suppose. So anyway, the story's unfolding. The cops are involved. They're going to investigate this. So I think we haven't seen anything yet. So it's something I'm definitely keeping an eye on just out of interest and almost with kind of part horror as to what is going to emerge. I truly would hate this to uncover something that is systematic and has been going on for so many years, and people you currently respect knew about it. That would be the shocker, I think. So, we'll see what happens.